Chinko from National Taiwan University. I'm very pleased to be here. I think for the globalization part, I think in many of the Asian Pacific countries that globalization of business development create a strong need for more international exchange programs of academic institutions. I think it's not only in Taiwan, but many universities in the Asian Pacific have similar needs. And universities, I think, at least in Taiwan, serve as vehicles to bring the international business knowledge into its societies. For example, in accounting fields, many of our accounting academians sit in the accounting standards committees or auditing committees that bring in or integrate the US standards or IAS for its domestic standards. And there is also, that's why there's a strong need for the academians to continue their interactions with scholars and institutions at international communities. So at National Taiwan University, we have worked with the AAA Executive Committee to develop an academic accounting conference with other organizations to develop other forms of international conference. So the universities serve that critical role as a knowledge agent to bring in the international knowledge. And we are now trying to develop research programs that that investigate relevant regional issues. For example, I think since mid-1997, the Asian financial crisis that compel us to examine more closely the corporate governance issues in the Asian sides. And also, I think in technology fields, because the Asian countries are developing their technology industries, and the characteristics of those industries within that global supply chains provides the example for examination in management accounting areas. And our students, we are also preparing our students for not only for domestic market, but at least for the regional market, because now more and more companies, international companies, even come to, I think, Taiwan to look for human capitals for their future development expansion in the China, in the East Asian sides. And one development, I think, in Asian Pacific is we have very close connections with the U.S. Universities, because a lot of us are trained in the U.S. For example, in my college, we have 88 faculties. I think we have 84 PhDs from U.S. universities and one from London Business School. And so we really have very limited knowledge about the European academics and European communities. And as the Asian Pacific region is developing its economies and have more interaction among its members, and I think many of us have thought that the development, the past development of European unions provide a good example for us to learn how to harmonize the difference among different countries in terms of accounting standards or other issues. So we are planning to expand our contacts and exchange programs with more of the European universities. Thank you.